Alrighty, committee members, myself, the chairman and the deputy chairman, IDAs are here. Julius is not here yet, and neither is Lynn Eckerd, but James Lon, Mary Morrow, and Brian Wolfman are present. Alright, I entertain a motion to accept the minutes of the October 3rd meeting. Moved by Wolfman, seconded by Morrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Alright, I'm going to take some stuff out of order for those people that are here. Are you here for...
I'm just here. I'm in replacing Ken because he's not here today. So okay. I think Steve Massey's coming to discuss the budget. I'm just here for the long haul, so you don't have to move anything for me.
No problem. No, I was going to take care of the college first. And that would be starting with resolution 441, right? Yeah, it's 441, approving an execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 and an intro by the county, Benair and Larios.
Let's work on our... We have to... he's coming in and looking at the design for the water... The design for the wall, the bridge, so we're bringing him on to complete that work.
And that's for the water completion.
Yep.
All right. Entertain anyone accepting this? Move it.
Second.
Moved by Waltman, seconded by DeLong. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Alrighty, 444 is a veteran's one. We'll go back to that. 463, that's an order with the Dormitory Authority of New York and House Design Services to design the roof replacement at the library and Burroughs Hall. So it's part of the campus roof capital project. We've already approved the capital project, and we have this as a, and by the way, just for point of information, it has nothing to do with dormitories.
I was just going to say that was going to be my note, it has nothing to do with dormitories.
Right, it has nothing to do with dormitories, they just help out in creating the design.
Yeah, they're quite efficient to have them come in.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, it's certainly it's a good program for us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I entertain a motion for that. Moved by Warrell. Seconded by DeLong. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Alrighty, now we got 464. And this is a similar situation, but this is for services related to classroom renovations, and it's a capital project that we've already approved.
Yeah, we're going to redesign. 2 years ago, we did the fiber lab on one side of the building. Now we're going to go to the other side for the classrooms there.
Right.
As he comes in, there's not a fee for them to do that.
All right. Very good. Anybody move it?
I'll move it.
And seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Alrighty, 465, approving a work order of the Dormitory Authority, part of the master plan, building condition assessment for the entire campus related to the capital project and the facility master plan.
Every 10 years, we're required to do a master plan. They come in, again, they've already had pre-screened the companies, so all we need to do is get together a selection committee, and we'll have it up and running in the short term. So, again, a good asset to us.
Any questions? Or I'm being done. Entertain a motion to accept it. Morrow?
Seconded.
By DeLong. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. For 66, approving an execution of 1-year extension of the collective bargaining agreement between the Ulster County and the Ulster County Community College Faculty Association.
We've asked all three unions if they give us a 1-year extension while we do a we're doing an organizational structure and compensation, so we can do best practices and so bring things into line. So all three unions have agreed that we're doing it.
Okay, very good. Any questions? No? Entertain a motion? Moved by Worrell, seconded by Wellman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Or having none, passed. Alrighty, 467. This is an extension, collective bargaining between this is the other one.
Yeah.
That's another one that's an extension, same as the last, right?
Yep.
Alrighty, so what about one of them has two unions on it, one has one?
There should be Faculty Association. I don't know, CSEA on here, sir?
Yeah, this would be the Professional Administrations. What's the other one?
TOPAC and the Faculty.
Oh, the Faculty Association. Okay, yeah, this is the other one, the administrative. Okay. Entertain a motion to accept. Wellman? Seconded by Morrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
I had to ask
any opposed?
Sure.
Wouldn't the Taylor Law, isn't the Taylor Law applicable on this right now?
As far as
the Triborough Amendment. Was keeping the contracts in place after they expire.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Not with the community college.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just know what Triborough was.
I don't believe that's with a community college or any college. I don't believe so. I may be wrong, but.
Thank you.
That was 67, right? Alrighty, so now we'll go back, and I'll hit the veteran stuff. Nice to see you.
I think we haven't voted. We didn't vote on this stuff, did we?
Yes.
67.
Did we?
Yeah, we voted.
I asked my question. I think I interrupted.
Yeah,
okay.
You asked your question after you voted.
That's fine.
Which is fine. And she did. Alrighty, we have confirming appointments to members. Oh, if you don't mind, I'm just going to take this one just real quick. It's there's three of them there, confirming appointments of members of the Ulster County Youth Board. They are all reappointments. They've all signed up to do it again. One from New Paul's. Renee Longa Brenner?
I do not.
Okay. Her resume is here. Barry Ocho from Kingston. The resume is here. And Loretta Northey from Kingston. They're all reappointments, I believe. They're all reappointments, aren't they? I thought so. All right, entertain a motion to accept all three of them at the same time. I move by Walt. Seconded by Worrell. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? First one is 44, right? Yes. 444, a contract with Spingaro and Deutsch Consulting Engineers for the Veterans Services.
Mr. Chairman,
thank you.
Committee members, I'm Steve Maskey. I'm the Ulster County Veterans Services Director. It's hard to believe, but the good work of this committee back in 2008 to establish the Veterans Cemetery of Ulster County, we will be full within 2 years from the footprint that was set up at that time. So 2 years may sound like a long time, but it's not when you're talking about this kind of work. And also there's the variables of we don't know, you know, how many burials a year. You know, we have an idea. History has told us what it is, but you never know. So we have to get in front of this. And so we met with the New Paltz Rural Cemetery Board, and they've made a suggestion to us about how to move forward for expansion. And we think it's a fabulous idea. And the resolution you have in front of you is the engineering design work related to understanding what options we ought to consider and execute in that expansion. But essentially, the project, the capital project, is we call it a 100-year project, and it's to take us from about 300 grave plots in the current footprint to 3,000.
Wow!
So all of us will be long gone before we have to readdress this one again. But there is there's adequate property on the site. Probably a good time to share a little graphic. I'm sorry I didn't bring enough copies.
Nice.
I have just those two. Off to the right, you see where the little tractor is, the little farmer.
Yeah.
That entire plot is being considered for veteran designation as a veteran cemetery. Plenty of space for the 3,000 plots there. So the resolution you have in front of you is to establish the project and to authorize a contract for the engineering firm.
Very good. Yeah, I know when we first did that, it was myself and your predecessor, Wayne Harris, and Sue Zimmett.
And Terry.
And, yep. Yeah. And it was something that was, many people thought that would not actually be used. I don't know, people aren't going to really necessarily use it. We went ahead, and now you're telling me it's going to be filled.
Yes.
I mean, that, there's a little mix of emotions on me. That's a good thing, but you know, that you have to fill it. But anyway, right?
I don't. There are no mixed emotions in the veterans community, I can assure you.
No, I meant, you know, yeah. You know what I mean. I mean, you.
Right.
In order to get in there, you have to go to the other side of the dirt.
This is where what it looked like back in 2011, and this is what it looks like today.
Yep.
So a lot of good progress has been made. We want to keep that in motion.
Nice.
Can you just also talk about the pavilion, the addition of the pavilion?
Sure. One of the problems that we have run into from time to time is when a veteran burial takes place in the honor guard and the procession of the casket and so forth, there are times of the year where that is really pretty nasty. I was there once myself doing a flag presentation where I was literally ankle deep in ice water, snowy ice water in January. And so is everybody else. And the reason for that is because the model up until now has been graveside ceremony. Nothing wrong with a graveside ceremony other than two things. You're out in the weather and in whatever the conditions of the soil are at that time. You're also walking on top of adjacent graves, which is a disrespectful thing to do. So we're going to take from the lessons learned from the national cemeteries a long time ago, and instead of doing that, have what's called a committal shelter, which is an open air, think of it as a pavilion, open air pavilion with a roof, and the ceremonial part of the burial takes place there, and then after everyone has gone home, then the veteran is his remains are interred where they're going to be interred, but not suffering through those issues about the weather and so forth. And so that's included in our design parameters that we put in front of the engineering firm.
All right, good. Any questions?
I'm just wondering if military spouses are also eligible to be buried.
Yes, sir. They are, and have been for about a year and a half now.
Can you clarify one thing? I thought I heard you say 2 years. Is it 2 years or 10 years that it's going to be full?
Two years.
It is 2 years.
Current capacity.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I do have a question. First, I'd like to thank you for all your dedicated service to our veterans and you being a veteran yourself. Do you have plans for the future to open this up to veterans that are not from Ulster County?
No plans to do that. I think there may be some legal issues with that, you know, using taxpayer funds for non-residents.
Yeah.
I'm not the lawyer to think about that one, but right now there are no intentions to do that.
And the indigent burials, are they also at that veteran cemetery?
Many of them are. Mm-hmm. They aren't exclusively there because the family may designate a different cemetery, even though we're paying for the indigent burial. Probably 80% of them are there.
Are there?
Yes.
And currently?
Currently,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And with the future expansion, it would be open for them as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just have one more question. Has anyone considered natural burials? Natural burials at the...
Green burials that sometimes call without chemicals.
I guess I'm not aware of it, so I don't think so.
Okay.
I'd have to learn more about that. No one's ever... It's never been brought to us to do.
I was just curious.
Wouldn't that be up to
the
board
the for the... I don't know how that the veterans one is. I know that... Tilson Cemetery has a big, it's one of the few natural burial sites in Ulster County, and it's really become very, very popular, but they've actually opened it up to outside the area, and it's actually filling up. People have advertised, people are coming from outside the area to use it, so that was what my concern was.
Okay.
I'm not promoting natural burials, but I was just curious as to whether or not that was something...
If that's growing in popularity, since we're doing a 100-year plan, we might as well get ready for it.
It's something that's been very popular.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be up to the...
It's the cemetery board, typically, but I don't know how it works with the Veterans Service Agency.
And the mortician, right?
No. Nothing to do with the funeral director or anything. It's strictly the cemetery board. And
mm-hmm. So we'll educate ourselves on what all that means.
I was just curious.
And discuss it further with the cemetery board, and if it looks like the way ahead, then we'll just include it with the designers.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be up to the choice of the people?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah.
I didn't know if they were offering that as an option. Like I said, it's something that's on the rise in this area, and it would be my preference, though, clearly, and especially because, like you said, the legalities of it being for county residents first.
Mm-hmm.
But that would spread like wildfire, you know, if it was a natural burial
mm-hmm.
for outside of county. But
okay.
Any other questions? Entertain a motion to accept.
That was a bad
resolution.
Analogy. Sorry.
Waldman and Worrell. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? None. Alrighty, now we jump down to 468, right? 468, this is the Veteran Cemetery Veteran Services Agency, Project 528.
This is the capital. This is establishing the capital that was...
Oh, I got you. The other one was creating the contract and the design, and this is the spending. Okay, gotcha. Already, any questions? Moved by Wallman. Laurel.
I'll second.
Second by Dahl. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Heard none. Passed. And the other one it's what is the reimbursement for... indigent for veteran burial cost.
Yes.
That is going up, correct?
So what this has to do with is there's a recent program at the state level, New York State, where they, under certain circumstances, will reimburse counties for indigent veteran burials. We are not participating in the program now, but we want to. And so this is a technicality where someone has to be appointed as the proper claimant for the county to the state. And so this is suggesting that my position be the appropriate position to do that. So.
Perfect. Any questions? Entertain a motion to accept it. Oral?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. I didn't mean to rush people tonight, but I didn't know how long I'd take to get through this, and I know we have a meeting at 6 o'clock for the budget, so thank you for indulging my rushing.
Yeah,
alrighty. Any other issues? Anything old business or to bring up? No? New business? None? I entertain a motion to...
Adjourn,
rather.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Who was waiting for her?